Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to all of our regular listeners and hopefully some new listeners as we welcome FCO 970, covers Tulsa, Bartlesville, Muskogee, and that area of Oklahoma. And I was thinking we also have some new listeners in the state of Washington, and Pittsburgh is back after many years of not being on that station. And I thought it was probably time to remind everybody what Healthy by Nature's mission is on the show, the website, newsletter, blog, everything that we do. Well, nature's plan is that you would wake up rested and without pain. You can face the day energetic, optimistic, cheerful, clear-headed, at your ideal weight, and with all the physical function you think you should have. All of that without being propped up by pharmaceuticals, which is a temporary solution at best. And we beat that drum all the time. Well, that may be nature's goal for you, how it should be, but it comes with two important rules. Rules number one, give the body everything it needs for optimum function. One aspect of that was in the blog newsletter this week about how to keep your brain growing rather than shrinking. And rule number two, don't gum up the works with excesses of even good things, but excesses the body can't handle. Today, with our special guest, we're going to talk about that part, excesses of toxins and what to do about it. Well, we hope you will not only listen, but please participate. Help spread the word to friends and family. Call in while you're waiting to get on the air. You listen to the show so you don't miss anything. And if you're really, really shy, if you're afraid of the radio and I don't bite, Ed will be glad to just type out your message and send that over to me, and we can do that. And your question doesn't have to be some brilliant thing that will show us all that you've put two and two together and come up with this. Just, you know, maybe a friend has a problem you're curious about. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk to somebody I've known and respected for a long time. He's the author of a great book. And we will take your calls at 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-TALK. Please stay tuned at the end of the show. If you always have some kind of announcements, and in this case, one of them is about some people that ran into trouble trying to buy BioTears after we talked about dry eye last week, which I was very surprised to find out can also mean your eyes water all the time. It's just the wrong kind of tears. Anyway, we'll bring that up and kind of tie up loose ends at the end of the show. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Please stay tuned. We're going to talk to somebody we enjoyed having on previously, David Getoff. Don't go anywhere.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
David J. Getoff, and it's spelled G-E-T-O-F-F, has a bunch of initials after his name, CCN, CTN, F-A-A-I-M. He is nationally board certified clinical nutritionist and a traditional naturopath. He's an elected member of both the American College of Nutrition and the International College of Integrative Medicine. He's a voracious learner, attending and lecturing at scientific conferences around the country. And I can verify that because I see him at a lot of them. And I know that he has a lot, based on what he's listed in his book, we have a lot of the same teachers and a lot of the same heroes. And we got him up really early. I'm sorry about that. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Everybody's heard of sleepwalking, so I'll be sleep talking.
Well, I know you have this stuff down so pat. You could do it in your sleep. So as long as we don't disturb your rest, you just go for it. Before we dig into your book and the subject of toxins and so on, if you were tuned in there at the beginning where I talked about what nature's plan is for us and what the goal of the show and our library and our newsletter and everything that we do is to help people get back to what nature intended. Well, one of the attributes I didn't have on the list, and I'll add it the next time, is resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity. And I'll have to say, when I see all of these awful things on television, the Paradise, California, where the homes were wiped out by forest fires and the Bahamas and so on, I often think of you. And can we just take a minute and tell folks when your home, when you came back to your home after one of those horrid forest fires was nothing but a concrete slab, destroying, as I recall, all your nutrition library and even things that were in supposedly a fireproof safe. How did you bounce back?
That's a good question. I've been asked that a bunch of times by people that said, you know, I mean, you just got right back in practice. And the best answer I can give is, sadly, and I know there have been research studies done on this, a very small number of people love what they do. Which is very sad, you know, for whatever reason, they went to school for something and they thought it would make them a lot of money, and it wasn't really something that they loved. You love what you do, obviously. I love what I do. And you know, after some disaster happens, the most important way to do things to make you feel good and certainly not forget the disaster, but, you know, get back into life, is to pick something you really, really, really like and start doing it instead of knocking your head against the wall and crying about all the things that you lost and all the things that you don't have anymore. And that's what I do for a living. So the best answer I can give you is that what makes me super happy is helping patients get well all day and teaching my classes and lecturing at conferences and attending conferences that I'm not lecturing at to learn new things that will help me better help somebody else. And so I just couldn't stay down. I mean, it wasn't any fun to sit there and digest what had just happened to me. I mean, I knew what had happened. And so I had to, as fast as possible, get back into what I love doing. And that's really what made me one of the, you know, everybody calls it a phoenix, you know, rise from the ashes. That's what I did. I hated it. I hated everything that happened. I hated all the things that I'll never see again. I hated the fact that the police department, during the 2 days that there was no fire in my area, because they evacuated us 2 days before the fire got there, wouldn't let anybody back past the roadblocks to grab some of the stuff that you all listening might grab if you only had like a half an hour. If they said, you got a half an hour to evacuate. Well, I didn't have that. I was out lecturing on cancer and nutrition. They blocked off my area 2 days early. I didn't know they were going to do that. So I saved nothing unless it was in my car. But I had to get back to what I love, and that's got to be the main thing.
That's just a brilliant observation, and I think no matter what lays you low, and I mean, it could be a loss in the family, it could be an auto accident, whatever, there's very little to be gained from just obsessing about the problem. It's to think about the solution, and if you don't want to go back to your job, well, maybe this is God's way of saying, hey, new opportunity, you can go a different direction.
Yeah, do something else. Absolutely. I'm actually surprised, I mean, pleasantly, at the number of people over the 25-plus years I've been teaching my 10-week containing optimal health course that come up to me and say, if I, you know, sort of maybe want to change occupations, and some people are 30 and some are 40 and some are 50, how, you know, what's a good way for me to direct myself into what you're doing? And I go into the different organizations, such as the one that you and I are a member of, and then a couple of others. And I mentioned a couple bad ones that I won't mention on the air that I don't want them to get involved with because they're bogus or won't learn anything. And some people do that. You know, I get emails from people. One couple sent me an email thanking me. They said, you probably don't remember us because somebody else takes attendance. But my wife and I took your class and decided we didn't want to do what we were doing anymore. And even though we're in our 30s, we just changed occupations. And one of us is now in second year of medical school. The other is in the second year of acupuncture school. And thanks to you, all the stuff that they're teaching about nutrition and supplements, which is wrong, we're just going to answer the test the way they want them answered and, you know, get our degrees and then go do what's correct because you taught us what was correct.
That makes me laugh because I think about Sherry Rogers, who maintains certification or whatever, board approval, whatever, in 4 different medical fields. And every once in a while, she's got to go back and be retested. She has to stop and go back and study the wrong answers so she can pass the test.
Yep, she's mentioned that, yep.
that's the dogma that doctors are taught. And I do see some little cracks in the dike here and there, and that some of they can't deny that, oh, wait a minute, maybe we do have a microbiome. Maybe we ought to pay attention to what we feed and so on. Well, your book, Abundant Health in a Toxic World, I immediately had my attention because Bill Sardi sent it to me and said you might want to. And I have so much respect for him, and so do our listeners. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And the fact that you have a foreword by Jonathan Wright, MD, who is just a legend. He was out there duking it out in these battles for many decades, doing it before I discovered nutrition in the early 80s. He wrote a journal called the AQA, the American Quack Association, because he wanted to bring out all these great studies that are being ignored. Anyway, he wrote a glowing foreword to the book, so I think that's some high praise there. And I put a link to the book in the description of today's show in the archive. So when you go to hbnshow.com, on the menu, pick listen. The first thing is archives. You go to today's date, and in there, there's a link to your website that has a lot of great resources on it and to your book. So the toxic world part. And you say, look forward to energy, better sleep, clear thinking. Oh, improved digestion, reduced drug independence, appropriate body weight, better sex life. Oh, I should have put that on the list, too. Improved immunity and healthier, calmer children. That sounds, I didn't look at this, I'll have to confess, before I read my opening statement about what the goals are, but that really is the natural state. How did we get so far away from that, that if you listen to the evening news, it seems like we all ought to be on 6 or 10 different drugs?
It definitely says, it sounds like that. Yeah, you listen to the news, and of course, we are one of only two countries on the planet Earth in which the Communication Commission, you know, which is ours, probably the other countries have different names for it, allow the advertising of prescription drugs, which is sort of a little bit ridiculous. You know, here you have a specialist that obviously you and I disagree with many times, but nonetheless, the doctor is supposed to decide what drug you're going to be on, not the patient. And yet here we've got all these prescription drugs where they're advertising them to get the patient to walk into the doctor and say, "Doc, I want you to put me on this." And of course, if they're not willing to try it, even though they may know it's a horrible idea, the patient goes doctor shopping because the commercial sounded like something good. So I think what happened is too many people have too many conditions that they don't realize can be addressed in other ways, and so they instead go to the doctor to do what is only suppressing the symptoms while the condition gets worse.
Well, exactly. And since the symptoms take them to different specialists who often don't talk to each other, and there's no real meaningful gatekeeper in most cases who could look at that and say, "Well, you know what? All six of those things may be due to the same thing. Let's address that and get to the root cause." And that's what we'll do when we come back. The phone number here, and you don't have to be making a call about toxins, but I have a feeling that any answer to any question may get back to that anyway. We're at 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. Let's hear from Pittsburgh and Tulsa.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome that gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back. Hello, Ed? Something changed. Okay, I did it again. I disconnected myself. Sorry. All of a sudden, it goes dead. I don't hear music. I don't hear my own voice, and I get all nervous. But there's a... I tripped over a cord that pulled something out. So I asked to hear from Pittsburgh. I realized during the break that they don't hear this until a little bit delayed. So how about Indianapolis? That's live. We're talking with David Getoff. He's the author of Abundant Health in a Toxic World. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, one of the cardinal rules, if you want your body to respond to nature in the most positive way, you don't gum up the works with excesses it can't handle. Well, most of the toxins that are gumming up our cellular function and the function of our organs and systems, you can't see. So what's a person to do? Let's start with, David, what do these toxins, and we'll talk about where we're getting them, but just in general, what type of toxins are we talking about, and what do they do specifically to harm our bodies?
Well, what type, of course, would be an endless list. Somebody could go to the Environmental Working Group, which is a great site, EWG.org. Or even just into a search engine, DuckDuckGo, if you don't like to be traced, or Google, if you don't mind that they're tracing you, and put in the title of a fantastic study that was done called Body Burden, just those two words, Body Burden, the Pollution in People, or Body Burden, the Pollution in Newborns, and read those two studies that were showing the hundreds of different chemicals. And we're talking about benzene and toluene and turpentine. We're talking about fluoride and chlorine and chloramines. We're talking about vaccination residues. We're talking about all the different additives that are put into your cleaning products and that are preservatives that are put into your shampoo and your toothpaste. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. They just wanted to take a look. And so they did fat biopsies. You know, I wouldn't have wanted to be part of that particular study where they did a punch biopsy, took a bunch of fat out of everybody's butt, I guess, and sent it into, I think, seven different labs in three different countries.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd let them have it. I have plenty to spare, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know the answer, but they tested for, I think, about 287 different poisons, and they found a minimum of 85 to 150, depending on the study, in every single person they studied, and that included the newborns. So they're just analyzing cord blood there. These people got all of their poisons while they were in mom, before they were even born. So you name it, it's out there. You know, the big one right now that's been in the news for a while because of all the lawsuits that have been won is the herbicide Roundup, which mistakenly is being called a glyphosate. Professor Cirillini has now shown that that's not really the bad thing in there. It's a good marker to test for because there's lots of it in the Roundup, but there's a whole bunch of other toxic chemicals that Monsanto has hidden under the word inert ingredients.
Oh, well, yeah, sometimes the inert ingredients are in many products. That's where they hide the bad stuff so that the active ingredient could be something that passes muster.
Yep.
And there are some... If people know about, for example, carbon monoxide. We can have testers for that. We can't see it, but it can kill us. We also have radon. People are a little bit familiar with that. They don't want to get irradiated. But there's so much stuff now in the EMF field of things that are coming from satellites and 5G networks and smart meters and so on. We can't see those. We can't necessarily feel them unless you're maybe in the State Department in Cuba, they ended up having to all come home because of something they couldn't see. That we're electrical beings. That's not a thing that we were programmed to deal with either, right?
No, that is not. And of course, we can't probably call that a toxin. It's even hard to call it a substance. But I just got back from the International Conference on Environmental Health, EHS. It was called EMFconference.com if people want to see who the speakers were. And it was fantastic. It was unbelievable. I got to meet in person all these different scientists that I've only either spoken to on the phone or by email or just watched their videos. And it's really, really scary. And I've been lecturing on this stuff for years and years and years, and it's still scary to see more and more research. And it's amazing how the government has been given the rights, or actually has given away the rights, to the cell phone industry without our concern mattering, to put these antennas up wherever they want, to do everything. And the public doesn't understand. They don't know about things like asbestos and smoking. Nobody remembers that it took decades for people to realize that these things that everybody was either exposed to as with asbestos or smoking, actually participating in, were toxic.
Or lead and paint. Lead in paint and
lead in
fuel.
Paint, lead in gas, yep. And so here we have another, a couple people have said that the electromagnetic radiation is the next asbestos. And that's a good way to put it, because probably at some point in the future, enough of the research, which has already been done. So when somebody says there's no research, oh, yeah, you're just not looking at it, is going to show that we've been hurting ourselves, how many cancers were being caused by that, how many neurological diseases were being caused by that, how many people's seizures were being caused by that, and now what they were talking about, a number of the lecturers, how many of the times that children or adults have attention deficit or hyperactivity or are having all sorts of things going on that nobody knows the cause of, which, of course, is true of most of medicine, the doctor will say, that's of unknown origin. And not necessarily. If you look at the right people with the right knowledge, Jonathan Wright would be a good example. Bill Sardi, you mentioned, with Longevinex, which is, in fact, the only resveratrol that I have people use. We do know a lot of these things. It's just that it's not being taught to the doctors, so they don't know it. And it's not being given to the public, because if an industry, like the cell phone industry, has millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of advertising on every network, then they can control that network, and the people don't know that. That they can say, we know this study just came out, but, you know, if you cover that study in the 11 o'clock news, we're going to pull $10 million worth of advertising from your network over the next 6 months. And they don't cover the study, and the public doesn't know this is going on.
There are billions. If you add together both the cell phone industry and the pharmaceutical industry, billions and billions being spent, and that gives them access. It gives them control over the media. It gives them access in Washington. It's people like you. It's shows like this that have to get the word out, get the public fired up, because the change is going to come from the bottom up. It is not coming from the top down, because there's just too much money at stake up there at the top. And just ignorance and stuck in a rut and, you know, I can't see it, so I don't believe it. We were talking about the toxins, and they're everywhere. There are all kinds of different things. So describe for us what happens to our health when we're subject to too much of this stuff.
Well, I mean, our bodies have hundreds of thousands of things that they do all the time. And obviously, like your sink and your toilet and your doorbell and all your lights in your house, your appliances, you would like them to do those things correctly. And they can't if their abilities are suppressed by all these poisons, which we can go into a little bit more after the break.
Well, yes, you heard the music. That does mean that's coming up. Yes, the cells are very complicated, and they're very delicate, and it really doesn't take much of a deficiency or one of these toxins to sabotage a cell. Well, you get enough of the cells misbehaving, then you've got a tissue and then an organ and then a system, and then our whole body just kind of revolts because, hey, I can't deal with this. We have some wonderful detoxification systems, but those were for a whole different kind of toxin that existed for our grandparents. We'll be right back with David Getoff. Our phone number?
Half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We are back with David Getoff, the author of Abundant Health in a Toxic World. And Mr. Getoff, people anywhere in the country can become counseling clients, students. Is that correct? If they go to your website, the instructions are there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the easiest way, if somebody wants to actually become a patient of mine, they can just go to my website. And up on the top with the various different words, it says initial consultation. And if somebody clicks on that, listens to my, I think, 20 minutes of explaining what you'll have to do and how I work, and then after that reads the text under it, which is not a duplication of the recording, and I go over what I charge and everything else. And, yeah, they can do that, or they can just dive into the website and learn humongous amounts of things that I've got up there, or they could take my 10-week course. They could click on the gigantic green banner across there that says Nutrition Education Association, and that'll bring them to the site where they can rent my videos. They can take my 10-week course that's been given in San Diego for 25 years. They can rent it and take it anywhere in the world, which is really, really fantastic, because it was too bad that even though it's been going for 25 years, you know, people would maybe drive down 100 miles from Los Angeles once a week for 10 weeks, but now people can take it anywhere.
Excellent. And again, those links are in the description of the archive of today's show, hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu. You'll see archives, pick today's date. And I'm putting other things on there. So it's a good idea to wait to check until the show's over. And by that time, maybe I'll have everything, you know, the Environmental Working Group, emfconference.com. I'll put all those on there. So if you're driving, don't be trying to take notes while you're driving. That's one of those excesses. You know, we can't deal with texting and driving and survive. I'm going to give the phone number out again, but we do have a call already. 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. Jan in Irving wanted to know, she feels or hears a snap in her head / brain. Could this be stress-related? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, it depends on what she means by a snap. Is she talking about when she moves her head, she can hear the bones in her neck, the cracking like a chiropractor? It depends on what are the circumstances around that. In other words, when does she hear this snap, and what does she mean by snap?
Yeah, well, that's one of the advantages of asking on the radio rather than just a message. But the first thing that came to mind for me was go see a chiropractor, because it may be just the shifting of tendons and bones and so on. It could be, if it's fairly frequent, it could be tinnitus, it could be an ear problem. And so eliminate those things. But one thing that we talk about on this show, that if there is something going on in the brain that's very helpful, is the Brain Light Pro, and there's information about that on the website. Well, in your book and in my course on detoxification, the first thing I say to do is try to stop acquiring so many. And I know that you give this Environmental Working Group. They're a good place to find out where you're getting the toxins. But you have an 8-week challenge. What all does that include for detoxification? Are there foods that are detoxifying, particular supplements? Just give us a sense.
Well, the first most important thing, which people don't understand, is if you had lots of, let's get disgusting here, you had lots of fecal matter in a house that you went into, and you looked around and you found out that the reason was because the toilets haven't been flushing correctly and stuff is backing up all the time, we don't realize that that's what's going on. We don't realize that many of these poisons aren't getting out of us. They're backing up, and that's the reason we're developing all sorts of symptoms, or that in the future we're going to get cancer, or we're going to get a neurological condition, or any of these things. But the first thing you'd need to do is clean out those pipes to make sure that when you flush the toilet, it goes where it's supposed to, or when you run the sink or the bathtub, it goes where it's supposed to. And in humans, those pipes, yeah, so to speak, you could say include very demonstrably a kidney and liver function. And so the first thing I always do after teaching people what things they shouldn't be, like you said, bringing in all the time, let's stop some of that, is supporting the kidneys and the liver and their abilities for quite a while, actually, even though we'll do other things while we're doing that, and even though we might not be able to start some of those things until we've got the kidneys and liver working well, I might have them continuing to take kidney liver support for 6 or 8 months. I've got some people that have been on it for 25 years because of their occupations. So one of the things is taking the right types of herbs or homeopathics or whatever. Most of the products on the market don't work very well, as you well know. And so I talk about the ones that I like. That's one of the things I get to do in my book. Since I'm not up on a podium where they gag us and they say, you can't mention a product, that would mean that your lecture is advertising. And I go, but I don't make the product. It's not my product. I'm just telling the people that that's the one they should buy. Nope, you can't do that. That's not professional. Well, this is my book, and I can tell you the ones that I have found work best in my patients for close to 30 years. And so first we begin by getting your liver and your kidneys working better, which in some people we have to do massively slowly. That's a sort of a contradiction in terms, massively slowly, because if they were to take the amount that the bottle told them, they would feel absolutely horrible because it's trying to clean those out too quickly. And some people would say, well, wait a minute, your supplement's making me sick, David. And I go, no. And I always give the same example. I say, if there was a room that had a half an inch of dust over the entire bottom of the room, I don't know why they left a window open and closed the door, and you walked into that room and you walked in normally, maybe you're shuffling your feet a little bit, and you scattered the dust around and it started coming up and you're all coughing, would you walk out of the room and say, obviously, I'm never going to go in this room again, and it doesn't need to be cleaned, because if I were to use a vacuum cleaner or a broom, I would disturb it even more, and I would get sick? No, you would say, oh, my God, does this room need to be cleaned, and we better do it very, very carefully. So if you get a symptom when you're taking a kidney or a liver or both support product that we would call a Herxheimer or a detox symptom, that's not an indication that, this product is no good for me. It's an indication that the dose you're taking is way too high. You need to start really, really, really slow, because I don't like symptoms. I tell people, if when you're taking something, it makes you worse, that may mean it's cleaning things out and it's fantastic, but I don't want that, and I don't want you to have that. Let's find the dose that cleans at a speed your body's okay with.
And there's a certain logic to, first of all, make sure that you're eliminating well, because if you're stirring things up in the kidney and the liver and it jumps into the colon and then stays there and gets reabsorbed, that's not good either, right?
Right, absolutely. We want to make sure that things go out the way they're supposed to go out. I've had a number of people that have said, ever since you started working on helping poisons get out of me, it began with the kidney and liver support, you know, you gave me, whether it was the liquid or the tablets, and my sweat smells worse, my urine smells worse, my stool smells worse, and I go, would you rather keep that stuff inside you? Of course they're smelling worse.
Yes, it needs to go in the porcelain throne and out into the sewage processing. It boggles the mind to think about what they're trying to get out of our drinking water, even before you start talking about the Roundup and the pharmaceuticals that are now on the water table and so on, and they're not even addressing that, which is why filtered water has got to be on the list of things, because if you're trying to avoid putting in more toxins, you don't want to be drinking it. Well, we've got questions about Avastin causing memory loss, and in depression and arthritis, natural cures. We'll be right back with David Getoff. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
Informed parents have their children take multivitamins. They know their kids do not eat a perfect diet, and that even good foods aren't as nutritious as they used to be. Most manufacturers of kids' vitamins use cartoon characters and sugar to hide inferior ingredients. They provide nutrients in cheap forms, and the dose is too small to help your child develop his or her best body, brain, and immune system. And don't be fooled by RDA guidelines. Those are not meant to promote optimum function. Thank goodness Bill Sardi formulated First in Class, the science-based multivitamin mineral that your child or grandchild deserves. Like his molecular multi for adults, the vitamins and minerals in First in Class are the exact forms the body uses, and it contains key nutrients missing in other brands. Easy to swallow, First in Class is in a class by itself and costs only 20 cents a day when you order 3 bottles. Visit LifespanNutrition.com, LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
David J. Getoff is a board-certified clinical nutritionist and has lots of other credentials, which we read at the beginning of the show. His book, Abundant Health in a Toxic World, is the topic today. We do have a couple of questions. I mentioned that Wanda in Denison, Texas, getting Avastin injections, which I believe is a cancer drug, and it's causing memory loss. Suggestions? We talked about all kinds of sources of toxins. Not really the fact that the medications people are on are toxic. They may be doing one thing that you like, but they're doing probably many, many other things that you wouldn't be happy about.
Yes, there's no question about that. And, of course, some of the most toxic substances on our entire planet would include just about every single chemotherapy agent. And, you know, it's really hard because, you know, we can't tell somebody, don't take that pharmaceutical. You know, we're not licensed to be able to do that. So what I try to do is I try to educate people as to what the research actually shows, how few people get any benefits from it, that the ones that did, you know, got an additional 2 or 3 weeks while giving them so many side effects that if they could have known that it was going to give them 3 weeks only, they might not have taken it to begin with. But again, you know, back to our toilets. You know, if your kidneys and your liver are working a lot better, then that's going to be make it much more likely that your body can clear them out after they've done what they're supposed to do. I have people always on high-dose antioxidants when they're on chemo radiation. So they're on maybe a minimum of 2,000 milligrams 3 times a day of vitamin C. They're on large amounts of vitamin A and resveratrol and the vitamin E product I use, Unique E. So they're on a whole bunch of those different things, and we get into a little bit of a fighting match with the oncologist, so I have to point them to the research that shows that their doctor is simply mistaken. The doctor was taught that the antioxidants might protect, actually the doctor was probably taught that they would, protect the cancer cells from the destructive nature of the chemotherapy agent or the radiation, when in fact the research shows they protect the healthy cells, and in some cases they even help the chemotherapy agent do its job. And so there's an article on antioxidants and chemotherapy on my website, two-part article by one of the experts. So that's what I have people do. And it's really sad because some of my patients will not tell their doctor when their doctor says, now, I don't want you on any antioxidants. And then they go on them because they take a look at the research and they go, you know, if one of my professionals has less knowledge than I gain, I'm going to do what I want, and there's no sense in getting mad at me. So it's a really hard call.
Yeah. I talked to one cancer researcher that says that the effect of the chemo only lasts 24 hours, so if you really want to be cautious and walk the line, give it a little break and then take it until your next. Take them a lot to help undo the damage before the next one. And I would really like, I don't know, I don't have her name on there anymore. I'm sorry if... No, the first one. Wanda. Sorry, I had to reach over and scan. Wanda, please listen to the August 3rd show on this. You go to the archives and select August 3rd and find out about another wonderful tool for cancer, which is stem cell therapy. And Gaylor wanted to know, Gaylor in Dallas wanted to know about depression and arthritis. Are there natural cures? First thing that comes to mind for me is it's probably the same thing causing both problems, maybe inflammation due to the kind of stuff we're talking about today.
Absolutely. I have lots and lots and lots of people who if they do go to my website, davidgetoff.com is the easiest way to get there. And on the right side, it says additional resources. And the drop-down menu, one of the things in there is my healthy diet challenge. That's the way I call it. And if somebody will eat the way I am listing in my healthy diet challenge for 3 months, 90 days, and I tell people, look at it, study it, and if you can't do it for 90 days, don't start it yet. Because if you only do part of something, even if it's maybe 90%, but if the 10% of things you're eating that are supposed to be eliminated are strong enough, you won't see any difference. But you do that for 90 days, I've had more people's arthritis go away, and more, I mean, the number of different things, more people's depression go away. Somebody say, wow, my God, I feel better than I felt in 20 years. And I'm not taking anything. I'm just eating differently. So, yes, absolutely, that could be caused by your food. And my healthy diet challenge would let you know if it was, if you did that. I think one of the things that people don't understand, you know, Al Gore did that movie a long time ago, An Inconvenient Truth. And whether you're a believer or non-believer in global warming is irrelevant. One of the things that he had up there was what he claimed was a quote by Mark Twain. He actually got it wrong because he didn't research it. And the quote was, and listen carefully, everybody, what gets us in trouble is not what we don't know. It's what we know for sure that just ain't so.
Yeah.
So what gets us in trouble is knowing things and being wrong. And so I tell people, investigate the other side of things you are certain of. And the best way to do that is by going to the In Search of Unknown Facts portion of my website.
Very valuable resource. And it is linked from the archive description of today's show, hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu and then go to archives. We've got another call. All these shy people today, Jenny in Dallas. kidney problems, low sodium, boost the low sodium without salt. She said it's low, 131. We'll see if we can take a crack at that and find out what Yakon syrup is when we come back.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
The studio computer is being especially slow today. I already had on the archive description a link to David Getoff's food pyramid, which I think is hilarious and fantastic. And I will put the other links on after the show is off. I usually can do them during breaks, but not today. I hope as you're listening, David, that you're noticing we have some really great sponsors with great products. And it's really important to get products that are well-researched and work, not whatever happens to be cheap at Costco this week. And I know from the recommendations you make in the book that you agree. I would hope to get to at least Yakon syrup and the fact that you have recipes in the book. But Jenny in Dallas, what can we tell her without probably enough information here, but her apparently on a blood test, her sodium level is low. How can she boost that without just salting everything?
Well, you know, anytime I see a low sodium level on anybody's blood test, I tell them that most of the research on the problems with sodium affecting kidneys, with sodium affecting high blood pressure, if you look at all the research instead of just a couple things, you will find that most of the research shows it not to be a problem. So my take is that as long as the salt has all of the other ingredients in it that are supposed to be there that occur with salt in nature, you know, lots and lots and lots of different minerals, I don't usually find it to be a problem. So I would tell my patient, if she was, you know, working with me, I would say, I want you to start adding a small amount of salt to your food, but it needs to be either real salt, which is the brand that I like in the store because it's cheap, or one of the other natural
salts. And it tastes so good.
Yeah. So I actually do have people start to salt their food, you know, not excessively, just a little bit, because we need salt. I mean, we will die without salt. I just want the salt that has all the other minerals, so that it's not like, you know, pure sugar or anything where everything good has been removed. If it has everything still in there, it generally doesn't cause those issues.
Excellent. Well, you do have a number of recipes in the back to kind of give an idea how to use the good foods that you recommend. And one of the things you mentioned that was kind of new to me is Yakon syrup, because it's very, very low in the glycemic index. We've only got seconds left here. Can you tell us what that is?
Yakon is a root vegetable. Okay. It grows in the Amazon forests, Brazil, places like that. It contains substances which are actually fiber. So the body can't even utilize them, but they taste very sweet. And it's a delicious product. Hopefully I give the place that I like, I think herbdealer.com or Rainforest, something or other. There's a bunch of them out there, and many of them are diluting it, so I give the ones that don't. But it's one of my favorite sweeteners because people like its flavor and everything that they put it in. You know, it's
well,
terrific.
And if it's a fiber, it's probably doing good things for a microbiome. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
I hope we can snag you to do it again sometime, and people know now that you give good answers, more of them will call in. So thank you very much, David Getoff. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Bye.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.